I was born kind of chopped. I always knew from a young age I was kind of mid, not necessarily beautiful.
I've always been a certified mid.
You know, I would look at women more attractive than me that would get more opportunities.
I've always been a certified mid.
Nothing screams self-worth like having to explain to your audience how mid you are, but apparently she also thinks that she looks better than Sydney Sweeney because her simp said so. This is Pick Me Pearl. She's called that because so many guys want to pick her over Sydney Sweeney, of course, which is why she dated a homeless guy. Let's pick up where we left off. Pearl took it upon herself to run her catfish awards on Shitter. She took an 8-year-old edited photo of me after she saw I said that I was retired from YouTube and used it to say that I'm a catfish. Brave choice, Pearl, especially when you have me blocked from replying. I'm sorry that we can't all be natural beauties like you. She chalks it up to makeup here, and yeah, Pearl, it does take work to develop the skill to learn how to do your makeup properly. You know, so that you don't look like you're using your grandmother's 20-year-old drugstore eyeliner. Here's a tip for Pearl. Lightweight concealer is really good for not settling into premature wrinkles around the eye. Pearl does a really good job at not looking her age. I can't believe she's 28 years old.
What up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Pearl Daily. Today we have a special guest.
Listening to this clip when she opens her mouth is like a flashbang.
What up, guys?
Not everyone knows Pearl's lore, so I'm gonna go ahead and give a quick rundown. Hannah Pearl Davis is a rich kid that runs her YouTube channel on her daddy's dime, which is how she was able to keep it running after being demonetized. She was demonetized right after she interviewed minors about the morality of stealing a famous rapper's spunk.
Think about it, right? Do you really think he didn't think to wrap it up with the, I'm gonna say, corn star? He's a player, right? He knows she's a corn star. He probably did. She probably stole it.
Which their family weren't too happy about, but she kept the video up. Pearl is also known for talking about how 16-year-olds are hotter than 25-year-olds, showcasing her feminine maternal instinct to protect children.
And this idea that women are somehow nurturing and motherly is just the biggest lie that we have ever told in our society.
As feminine as she is nurturing, she's known for preaching to her audience how men want women that are feminine, docile, pure, and beautiful. She leads by example, making so much effort in her minimal skincare routine, as well as her hairstyling and her girly gorilla posture. She's doing a fantastic job showing off those succulent pitties lately. So if I were her, I would wear longer sleeves and invest in a micro bra. But I guess Pearl is still experimenting with her fashion at almost 29 years old to find the right piece of clothing that will flatter her Sasquatch stance. Pearl loves to pass time making comments on women and their appearances because they're all being hoes, especially if they're wearing a miniskirt. You don't understand, it's different when Pearl does it because then it's under the guise of, I lost weight. And it's the same case for makeup too. She's basically calling women prostitutes for wearing makeup, but it's fine when she does science experiments with hers. Some things just never change. But one of those things that actually has is that Pearl is no longer single. She now has a new man's beliefs to parrot. Her boyfriend, Nuclear Caudillo. Look at them go. She's got the grace of a cardboard box. Her boyfriend is another one of these red pill manosphere guys that's here to teach his audience how to get laid.
We're not here to prove that we're better than anyone or that anyone's internet daddy is better than someone else's. We're here to win. We're here to get laid.
He's not a loser. He has strategy, like using an app that fakes live stream viewership to get women to twerk for him at parties. His channel is about teaching men how to extract sex from women with the lowest investment possible, which is how he got Pearl. Unfortunately for him, his alpha red pill selfies just weren't enough for him to be Pearl's first choice, because Pearl says that the female fantasy is to get someone out of their league. And that's why Pearl is always thirsting after other guys, whether it's the whatever podcast host that she's worked with.
Wow, he was really cute back in the day.
Just got fat.
Or her bowing down to this black guy that isn't her boyfriend, calling him king.
I'm not here to loan your confidence. I'm just really letting you
be honest, king. These are good. King. These are good. King. These are
good. And Pearl just cannot contain herself around her colleague, Andrew Wilson.
Baby, I have young Andrew. Like a 10.
So, ladies.
Wait, what's that? It's so funny. Like, you think when that picture, that Andrew, like, yeah, that you would ever be good enough for that guy to ever look to?
Yeah, he wouldn't.
She's thirsting after a guy who would be unable to open a pickle jar for her. And this is the same guy who rated his wife, Rachel Wilson, a 6 out of 10.
Most women are going to exist between the 5 to 6. Average, slightly above average. Where does my wife fall? Well, she falls right in that average to slightly above average.
Absolutely brutal. I bet one of her 3 baby daddies would have given her a higher rating.
So, Andrew, can I sell you on my worldview?
Yes.
Your wife has 3 baby daddies and has been married twice before.
Uh-huh. You lick sniz. You're a
your mouth. Your wife with the 3 baby daddies.
What did
daddies?
I just say?
Wife with the 3
sorry,
baby daddies.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Is she morally inconsequential in comparison to your ditch licking?
I guess we know why he made her take a paternity test.
I have what I would consider 100% faith and trust in my wife. Also, I told her these words exactly. You're going to get the fucking test, and if not, I'm out the door. Period.
Well, how is that 100% like trust and faith? I mean, it's your prerogative to do that, but...
Okay, well,
it's not for her. It's for me.
But anyway, Pearl's new boyfriend has some very exciting and high-energy content for us to watch.
All right. So the next one, someone mentioned it, or I think someone mentioned it, is the sports bar, and that is B tier.
Yeah, he may look confused and sad and low energy, but just know that this guy with his little Pikachu hat and little earring is going to teach you about the 16 commandments of getting pooned.
She's like, gushing, like writing poetry to him, right? He's like, okay, that's the reason she likes him in the first place, probably, is because he's dismissive, he's, you know, distracted, whatever. Cool, thanks for the poetry, awesome.
That is exactly how it should look. She should be chasing.
Mm-hmm.
So give this dusty princess his flowers and heels, and make sure that you listen to his advice if you want to score someone that's top of the line like Pearl. Speaking of red pill advice, you guys remember Grandma Tomasi, right? He's featured in a couple of videos on my channel where he was desperate to get my nudes and got trolled multiple times. There are a couple of things you need to know about Grandma Tomasi. Number one, he is the self-proclaimed grandma of the red pill. And number two, Pearl looked up to him and has parroted a lot of his points. Oh, and another thing you need to know is that he is a big fan of Pearl.
And I was trying to get him to like mentor me. Like, and I was saying I would pay him for his time. Mm-hmm. I really looked up to him. Like, sure. Honestly, I thought like he was so smart, and like I just really loved his stream. He went on this like podcast and then was like, I forgot, I don't remember what he said.
Maybe then you'll go die in a fiery car wreck somewhere. Go away. You want the red pill to die? You're already killing it quite well. Thank you very much.
It really hurt my feelings, though, to be honest.
Pearl's boyfriend is out here retweeting this guy and even complimenting him in the title of his content. But I'm sure that's just Pearl's boyfriend showing how alpha he is to not care what his girlfriend thinks. In fact, Pearl's boyfriend showcases his love for her in his content all of the time. Are all women secretly feminists? With Pearl's face right next to a bunch of other women subtitled, "They are fooling you." The best part is that he puts her next to all of her favorite people, including one woman who said Pearl probably has AIDS from black guys, and another girl, Sarah Stock, that humiliated her on her own show, which resulted in her getting kicked off.
Sarah, what's going on? So what's up with the gaslighting, Sarah?
You don't
what's
have
up
a man?
With the calling me a whore? You know, I didn't insult you. What was that about?
You didn't. Gaslight.
Yeah, wait.
That's the gaslight.
She went.
You started this.
Oh, where's the man? You just showed the fucking the ring. You want clout. You want clicks. You want, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you're saying I'm getting run through by black guys.
It's kind of fair. Your last 8 boyfriends were black guys, so yes. It's not like you've hid this fact.
Is it true or is it not?
That's not true. If you want to insinuate that,
I mean, that's
fine.
Your current boyfriend and your previous boyfriend. You're not married to either of them. So how is that?
Oh my
girl's boyfriend really has a talent for video production, and you can see it shine through here with how he mixes the audio. You can't hear what Pearl is saying here, but maybe that's for the best. Her boyfriend has some interesting points to make about her, like how he insinuates that she's a ran-through grifter.
All women are feminists, especially the ones that say they are not. They never say they're anti-feminist when they're in their party years, 18 to 28. It's always when they want to settle down.
In fact, he doubles down and insinuates it again.
Just like you must assume that all women are promiscuous, you must understand that all women are feminists.
Throwing your girlfriend under the bus, calling her a feminist whore for clout, is just so red pill alpha of him. Honestly, judging by this video, you would think that he hates her, because it's just so strange how it seems like he's just constantly dunking on her.
Just go under any social media post where women is selling purity. It does not matter if she's a single mom or slutty cleavage showing brainless TikToker pretending to do housewife duties for clout. And look how the men gawk and say that she is a real woman and that we need to protect her at all costs. Pathetic. When they say or infer that they are right-wing and racist, they are trying to signal to naive men that they have made good choices with their vagina and that they have standards. Women fucking black men, Latino men, etc. would make her seem less viable to the hot Aryan Chad she wants, so her being racist is her selling a false purity. Very sneaky, I know.
He's calling out his own girlfriend for selling the lie of purity. Pearl's boyfriend fails to explain to his audience of 150 viewers is that this also applies to men. He promotes being this alpha guy who knows game, and then he settles for the type of girl that he spends his entire video criticizing. He is in his own way selling purity, but apparently it's only grifting when it's his competition doing it. He's in competition with women to siphon money from simps. Pearl's boyfriend once again shows up for Pearl by sliding into my replies, complimenting me about how I'm so attractive that I can get a husband today if I wanted to. It makes me wonder, why aren't him and Pearl married? Doesn't he believe that she's pretty enough to be married today too? Meanwhile, as Pearl's boyfriend is in my replies, showering me in compliments for all of his followers to see, Pearl has me blocked. She's trying so hard to obscure me from her followers so that they dare not see the polite and nice things I have to say about her. And right after his reply to me, he opens up a Twitter space talking about how he loves women who say the N-word, something that I'm known for, nigga.
There is no ass nice enough on earth where if I found out the girl uses the N-word, that that'd be enough for me to be attracted to her.
He's just publicly announcing how he finds someone like me more attractive than Pearl. But don't worry, Pearl, I'm sure he's just doing one of his manipulative tactics where he's colder to his girlfriend than other girls that he's trying to get with. I guess that's also why he's promoting porn all over his shitter. Pearl the Parrot repeats his tweets, falsely claiming that it saves marriages, and she actually ends up getting community noted with sources proving otherwise. If it did save marriages and is actually a good thing, then tell me why her boyfriend tried to quit. Here he is claiming it's so easy to quit after 2 weeks, and yet he failed to quit himself. So now he has to broadcast to his audience that actually, porn addiction isn't real, and that they should totally be enslaved to it like he is. He says, "Why do you think that women hate that men watch porn so much? It's how they can tell their wife sucks in bed." Clearly, he is announcing that Pearl rocks his world. With him interacting with all these OF girls on X, saying how he'll take money from them, and insinuate that he'll get sugar baby by them for everyone to see. He's in this space with his mouth watering about his ex's juicy booties, you know, when Pearl has none.
Listen, like, man, have you cracked a girl with a fat ass lately? I'm sure you have. Whoever lately? Was speaking.
Pearl, lately? Do you think yeah. that
not, I wouldn't call it like fat, you know, not lately.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that it's never as nice in real life as it is in the pictures. Like, I go to the gym every day. I see women like this. These are like second tier, third tier women in the gym I go to.
Pearl, do you have any more we could rate?
How about you guys tell me the greatest asses of all time? Like, if you know, there's like a, do you have any like nominations for the greatest ass of all time?
I do, but they're women of my past, and I don't think you would be, you don't want to see
them. Same here.
She just sits there in the corner listening to this. You just know that he is pulling his peeper to all of the women that Pearl sees about on a daily basis. Seems like a healthy relationship. I think this all plays into why Pearl promotes porn to her audience too. What up, guys? I'm Pick Me Pearl, and I'm not like those other girls. I just let my boyfriend walk all over me for clout, cause I'm mid.
I've always been a certified mid.
She'll complain that women want to be hoes so bad. Even Christian women will defend being naked at all costs. You never see the trad e-girls without a pound of makeup, short skirts, dresses, and using God for money. Yet, they insult and gaslight you if you notice. Yeah, they do. Pearl even shows more skin than the girls that she criticizes to her male audience. It's different when she promotes what she considers porn, right? She's retweeting women wagging her finger at them for being, quote, slutty, but never mind her signal boosting said women and constantly making her male following look at them. She even runs a bunch of these polls where she's like, hey guys, look at her tits, are they fake? But no, she's just asking the important questions, okay? The Red Pill Manosphere just love doing this thing where they use sexuality to profit, but it's only okay when they do it. Speaking of profiting off of women, it's got me thinking, why is Pearl's boyfriend with her? I think it's for him to be provided for so that he can secure his financial future with Pearl. He's made a ton of posts about receiving money from women. He says, if she has a side dude that spoils her, then that's less money I gotta spend on her. Really showcasing his romantic side here. Why do I have to pay if I can get everything I need from a woman for free? He's literally bragging about how Pearl is getting nothing out of this. Nothing will save you more money than being attractive. And somehow Pearl was desperate enough to take a man with neither. And how he just relishes in taking money off of women. And it's really interesting because Pearl has commented a lot about how women should just get over a man stepping out on them because he's providing for them. But apparently her boyfriend can just do that for free. I guess Pearl's ad about how if a guy married her, he would get daddy's land worked after all. It's one thing if a woman in a relationship makes more money than the guy. I would say that income disparities are pretty common nowadays, but that's not what this is. And I think Pearl and her boyfriend seem to have a different kind of arrangement, if you know what I mean. He's openly selling his product to men and trying to get clout using Pearl's image. And he's like, yeah, my girlfriend better buy me them video games while I tug my donger to them women she be hating on all day.
If you want women to do something, tell them that they can't do it and they'll try to do it.
The hot women in the chat, please don't send me nudes.
Thanks. I hate when women buy me video games. I hate it.
It's this weird, humiliating sugar baby dynamic as opposed to a loving, respectful relationship. The good news is Pearl just might be able to treat her baby to some video games that he needs. And she can do it with the $500 that she charges her fans to have a call with her on her website. Or maybe $500 simply isn't enough for Nino Caudillo. So Mommy Pearl also sells a passive income course that resembles Andrew Tate's Hustlers University. Because Pearl should be giving advice on how to make a passive income when her YouTube wasn't even breaking even, right? Now I want you guys to guess how much you think that she's charging. How much you think Pearl's time is worth for these courses. Pause the video and leave a comment below with your guess. You can get rich quick for the low price of $3,000. A steal for scholars. Asking ChatGPT if you put your balls in the condom are the exact magic words I need to hear to immediately reach in my wallet and pay for this course across multiple credit cards. Thank God that Pearl's team clarifies that you can actually go into debt for the course. Pearl and her team genuinely think that their audience are such successful geniuses that they would just pay for anything. Don't call it a scam just yet, because you're also promised lifetime access to all of Pearl's content, like her course on, quote, the art of making people feel comfortable. Yeah, that's what she's known for, being pleasant.
Would say is women challenging men's authority, and I would argue that you are the same as a blue-haired feminist. Anyways, I will unmute you, but I do want to show that you are also interrupting me, so.
Yeah, Pearl, muting your guests is a very disrespectful thing to
do. Okay, and I'm going to do it again.
I don't know how much she's muting me. So if she's just going to keep muting me, there's a point of being able to have a discussion.
Problem is, here's the challenge, actually.
Can you hear me? Am I muted or not?
You get to go on these, you go on these shows and you do over.
Can you hear me? I don't even know when you're muting me or not. I'm not going to be able to have a conversation with you. I don't think you're acting in good faith right now. I'm going to have to end the stream with you if you're going to continue to mute me.
Yeah, you can't stop me. Look. It's either submit to the rules of the show or don't.
I think we're going to have to close out then. Because I think you need to let your audience decide who's over talking who.
All right. See ya.
Other women that are more attractive and skilled would be called delusional to think that their time is worth that much. But Pearl's time and repackaged YouTube slop are definitely worth $3,000 because she's really good at making people comfortable or something. Can her staff Photoshop her hair off of her dress displayed on her website so that I feel more comfortable? And maybe some professional makeup as well. Her website has this corny slogan that I absolutely love. Dive into the ultimate media hub where freedom of speech and expression isn't just a right, it's a vibe. Yeah, her copy striking her coworker was definitely a vibe.
It's not until we stopped working together and I'd done my video that she wanted to strike the videos.
Just free speech things. Her website features 6 different segments of herself full of old filler content that she just repackages to sell back to her audience again. Apparently, Pearl's paywall website doesn't even work according to her fans. They're just haters. And if you need a testimony on Pearl charging $3,000 for her advice, her boyfriend has been making videos since they've been dating, and he has a whopping 2,000 subs on YouTube. I would say Pearl is returning to her roots on her money-sinking projects and taking in homeless guys. You know, buying them video games with the money she siphons from her simps. But apparently, according to Pearl, he's not black. He's Dominican.
Hey, papi, I'm no black.
Hey, no black.
I know black. Impossible. I know black. I'm Dominican. Be looking just like me. Be like, be having the same hair. I be touching it like, it not the same. It not the same. It not the same. They try to salsa that shit off. I'm like, no, you black. No, no, no. I know black. Dominica.
Here Pearl is salsaing away her boyfriend's African features, as if she hasn't dated plenty of black guys in the past. I think that she's distancing herself from black men as a business decision to cater to her audience.
A girl, even if she got pregnant with an Albanian outside of marriage, mm-hmm. it would be like, yeah, you're not, that's one of ours. Like, you don't kill that, and, mm-hmm. and nobody's really going to encourage it. But if she got pregnant, let's say, with a Dominican's baby...
Laughing a little too hard there, Pearl. She's out here making multiple videos talking about her black fatigue. Meanwhile, her entire dating history is black guys.
I've dated mostly black guys.
And it's interesting that that's her type because in her London studio, she hired all of these black guys to be around her all of the time on her daddy's dime. So I wonder what's going on there.
Have you ever discussed with your parents that certain attraction that you have?
Oh, yeah, they know. They don't care.
I think that the reason that Pearl goes for black guys is because she thinks that it's all that she can get. She has repeatedly broadcasted the sentiment that black men have a stereotype of liking unattractive white women. So I think she really took that belief in, and she feels like she has to provide for black guys who clearly love and respect her so much. You know, enough to publicly humiliate her because it's her only option. I do think that she likes white guys, but she just feels like it's out of her reach. So she goes for what she views as realistic.
I like both. I like black and white guys. Yeah. Okay.
What was your experience dating between the two? Dating between white and black?
Well, I've only dated black guys.
She's out here publicizing about how she's losing all of this weight and reposting her totally not black boyfriend's post saying how women need to get skinny in order to get white guys. Pearl's been a heavier woman all these years, so I think that contributes to her feeling that white guys are out of her reach.
I always knew from a young age I was kind of mid, not necessarily beautiful, and I don't mean this to insult me, but you know, I would look at women more attractive than me that would get more opportunities. I was also kind of fat.
But number 4 is if you always find that you are waiting for your friend to get done being rizzed on.
I think you're gorgeous.
Yeah, Yeah.
You can see the pain in her face when he's talking about this. You know this definitely happened to her. So it begs the question, why doesn't Pearl just break up with her boyfriend? Well, it's not going to be pretty if she does, because Pearl is trapped by her audience. They're going to tell her she's going to die alone as thanks for her catering to them. Or perhaps they'll say, you'd be married if you wanted to be. So now she's stuck having to market her videos, humbling herself as a certified mid. Maybe if she actually believed in redemption, she would be able to leave this cult that she's a part of. Despite her Christian upbringing, she often speaks badly about the church and gives women zero grace, repeatedly condemning them even if they try to return to their faith and make their life right. Just Pick Me Things has made her comfy red bed, and now she has to lie in it until the next black guy comes along, because her boyfriend is already tweeting about how all women are replaceable. Pearl does have one other option, actually. She can see if JF get at B's affair is still on the table to be a trad wife in Quebec. For those of you that aren't aware, his mentally disabled baby mama slash girlfriend or whatever that he dropped off in the woods is still missing to this day, so he's looking to replace her quick. The world definitely needs another hypocrite siphoning money from their simps and stoking the flames of the gender war. This video was quite the project, so show it some love. If I made you comfortable, you can go ahead and support my content in the links below. Do you guys think that they take turns sitting in the cuck chair, or do they sit in it together? Leave a comment below. My professional advice to Pearl that I'm going to charge $3,000 for is that she should just never log off. And please keep continuing doing literally anything possible to get a husband, because you'll need to. Thanks for watching. I'll see you guys later. Bye bye.